from KQED.
Today, the 14 men and women picked to draw California's political districts are expected to put the final seal of approval on their work. The maps created by the Citizens Redistricting Commission mark the formal end of the process, though they may be challenged in court or on the ballot. Wherever you draw a boundary line, especially a politically charged boundary line, there are bound to be people unhappy with the decision, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers tells us.
In downtown Antioch in eastern Contra Costa County, it's pretty easy to find your way around. The streets are laid out in a simple square-shaped grid, north and south, east and west. But come next year, finding your way around politically will not be so easy.
We're right here at the line along A Street and 18th, and the key thing is that they divided it in a haphazard way.
Alan Payton sits outside an Antioch coffee shop, pointing to a line no one else can see. The new boundary between two congressional districts. Payton is a newspaper publisher, a former Republican local official, and an avid redistricting junkie. He's been watching the work of the Citizens Redistricting Commission unhappily as several small cities east of San Francisco were split into pieces, while big cities, where the population is less homogeneous, were left whole.
In the congressional district plans, they kept Oakland whole, the largest city in the East Bay, and they split Antioch, they split Martinez, and they take San Ramon out of the San Ramon Valley.
Which means, says Payton, that well-defined communities in Contra Costa County will be split, represented by multiple members of Congress. Not far away in the nearby city of Pleasant Hill, it's the new boundaries for the state Senate that have caught the attention of Councilmember Michael Harris.
When it comes to representation, I'm not sure that our voice is going to be heard.
For the last decade, Pleasant Hill has been part of a fairly compact state Senate district. But the new maps place the densely populated city into a large district that stretches all the way up to farmlands north of Sacramento.
The concerns of folks that have a more rural, more agriculturally orientated area are going to be significantly different than a suburban area that is 98% built out, that's concerned with redevelopment and traffic congestion.
Similar frustrations have been voiced in communities from the Central Valley to Los Angeles County. And not just by locals. Members of the Citizens Redistricting Commission themselves struggled over which communities to keep whole, which to split, and how to balance what are in many places competing needs. In lengthy public meetings, commissioners would move the lines back and forth or up and down and find themselves picking what they saw as the best they could do. And commissioners think some critics forget how responsive this process has been.
I like them when they make that complaint or express that concern, to think, what did they get last time?
Stan Forbes is a member of the Citizens Redistricting Commission. He urges critics of the maps, which will be certified today, to remember the 2001 redistricting maps, ones drawn by the legislature, largely in private.
What do they think they would have gotten if you had a body of legislators whose primary concern was to their own political fortunes? Do they think that the communities of interest that we paid attention to would have been the primary concerns of those legislators? I don't think so.
The commission was mandated to draw districts of equal or almost equal population and districts that optimize the voting power of minorities. From there, though, the marching orders became less precise. Contiguous and compact districts were preferred, but in the commission's eyes, not always possible. And when it came to communities, commissioners relied heavily on testimony submitted by members of the public. Critics like Pleasant Hill's Michael Harris, though, think the public input led, in essence, to a popularity contest.
The communities that lobbied the longest and the hardest with the Redistricting Commission got what they wanted.
I think that perception, though, is incorrect.
Redistricting Commissioner Stan Forbes disputes any assertion the panel was blind to the needs of those who were less outspoken.
You try to square the circle. You really did try to work it over and over again to see if you really could accommodate everybody.
Forbes also rejects the assertion of some that the commission should have been more consistent in identifying what constitutes a community, arguing the diversity of California demands case-by-case evaluations. He and others point out that in the end, the lines have to go somewhere. And that means legislative and congressional lines that sometimes run down city streets, through suburban neighborhoods, even across bodies of water. Whether the lines are acceptable and whether they split or unite the right groups is often in the eye of the beholder. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
There's more on the debate on John's blog. Look for the link to Capital Notes at our website, californiareport.org.